Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 9 months is not enough. The ultimate pre-pregnancy checklist to create a baby-ready body and build generational health is a non-fiction health and wellness guide focused on preconception preparation. Written by Alexandria DeVito, a functional nutritionist and founder of Poplin. The book argues that pregnancy readiness should begin well before conception, rather than after a positive test. Its purpose is to help prospective parents assess and improve foundational health factors that can influence fertility, pregnancy outcomes, and the long-term health of a child. The book combines functional medicine-style thinking with practical pre-pregnancy planning, including testing, nutrition, supplementation, stress management, and medical preparation. Rather than treating fertility as a narrow reproductive issue, it frames conception as a whole-body process shaped by metabolic, hormonal, immune, and environmental conditions. That broader framing gives the book a clear place in the preconception wellness category and distinguishes it from conventional pregnancy guides that begin too late in the foster timeline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preconception preparation as a health strategy, not a last-minute checklist. A central idea in the book is that getting ready for pregnancy should start months before conception, not after a couple begins trying. This matters because the body does not switch into a fertile pregnancy supportive state instantly. It reflects nutritional status, hormone balance, inflammation levels, and overall physiological stress built over time. DeVito presents preconception health as an upstream intervention, meaning the earlier work happens. The more room there is to identify and correct issues before they affect fertility or pregnancy. That approach shifts the reader away from passive waiting and toward deliberate preparation. It also redefines the goal. The point is not only to conceive, but to create a body environment that can support healthy embryonic development and maternal resilience. In practical terms, this changes what should be prioritized first. Instead of focusing only on cycle timing or pregnancy tests, the book encourages readers to think about baseline health, readiness, and risk reduction. That broader perspective is one of the book's key contributions to the fertility conversation. Secondly, using diagnostic testing to uncover hidden fertility barriers. The book places strong emphasis on comprehensive testing before conception, which reflects its functional nutrition orientation. Rather than assuming fertility issues are isolated or obvious, it encourages readers to look for underlying patterns that may not show up in routine care. The general logic is sound hormone imbalance, metabolic dysfunction, immune irregularities, and nutrient deficiencies can all influence reproductive function without producing immediate, unmistakable symptoms. By recommending a more detailed health assessment, the book promotes personalization rather than one-size-fits-all advice. This is important because preconception care often becomes effective only when the actual barrier is identified. For some people, that may mean hormonal evaluation. For others, inflammation, blood sugar regulation, or immune markers. The value of this topic is not that every reader needs every test, but that fertility preparation should be informed by data instead of guesswork. The book, therefore, positions testing as a decision-making tool, helping readers and clinicians prioritize targeted interventions. In a crowded fertility market, that analytical approach gives the book much of its practical appeal. Thirdly, nutrition and supplementation as the raw materials of reproductive readiness. Another major theme is the role of nutrient density in supporting conception and early pregnancy. The book argues, in line with DeVito's public commentary, that the months before conception are nutritionally consequential because they help determine what resources will be available during the most demanding phases of reproduction. This makes food quality and supplementation more than wellness trends. They become foundational inputs for egg quality, hormone production, and fetal development. The emphasis on whole foods and fertility-friendly supplementation is especially important because modern diets often provide calories without enough micronutrients. The book does not treat nutrition as an all-or-nothing program, but as a way to improve the internal environment gradually and realistically. That framing helps readers understand why nutrient intake matters before pregnancy begins, not only after. The supplementation component also signals a broader functional approach, where food alone may not correct deficiencies or stress-related depletion. By linking nutrition to both immediate fertility and long-term child health, the book expands the relevance of dietary choices beyond short-term conception goals and into generational health outcomes. Fourthly, stress, hormones, and the biological cost of chronic overload. The book gives stress a more concrete biological meaning than it often receives in general wellness writing. Based on DeVito's explanations and related interviews, stress is not treated only as a feeling but as a physiological state that can affect reproductive signaling. Her point is that sex hormones and stress hormones share biochemical pathways, so the body may prioritize survival functions over reproduction when it senses danger or overload. That framework helps explain why chronic emotional strain, poor sleep, inflammation, environmental exposures, or hidden health problems can interfere with fertility even when a person is trying hard to conceive. The book's value here is that it connects everyday life conditions to reproductive function in a mechanistic way, making stress management a medical and physiological issue rather than a vague self-care suggestion. It also broadens the definition of stress to include mold exposure, chronic infection, and other non-obvious burdens. That is a meaningful distinction because it encourages readers to look beyond relaxation techniques alone and consider whether their environment and health status are quietly undermining conception. In this sense, stress management becomes part of fertility infrastructure. Lastly, generational health as the book's broader long-term framework. What distinguishes the book from many fertility guides is its emphasis on generational health, not just conception success. This broader lens suggests that the condition of the body before pregnancy can influence not only the immediate outcome of getting pregnant, but also the foundation of a child's lifelong health. That idea gives the book a wider ethical and practical scope. Readers are not just being asked to optimize for a positive pregnancy test, they are being asked to think about the future environment they are creating for a baby, and, by extension, the next generation. This framing helps unify the book's different recommendations. Testing, nutrition, supplementation, and stress reduction are not separate tactics but interconnected ways of building a healthier starting point for offspring. It also explains why the book appeals to people who want a more proactive and less reactive approach than standard infertility care. In a genre often centered on pregnancy after the fact, this emphasis on long-range preparation is a major differentiator. It turns preconception care into a form of preventive health planning rather than a narrow fertility fix. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people who are thinking about pregnancy, actively trying to conceive, or seeking a more proactive alternative to the usual wait-and-see fertility model. It will also be useful for readers who appreciate health books grounded in functional nutrition, systems thinking, and practical checklists rather than broad motivational advice. Its main benefit is that it translates preconception health into a structured process to assess, correct, nourish, and prepare before pregnancy begins. That makes it valuable both as an educational resource and as a planning tool. Compared with many pregnancy books that begin after conception, this one stands out for moving the timeline earlier and treating fertility as part of whole body health. Compared with conventional fertility content, it is less focused on crisis management and more focused on prevention and readiness. The emphasis on diagnostic testing, nutrient density, stress physiology, and generational health gives it a distinct identity in the category. For readers who want clear reasons to act before pregnancy rather than during it, the book offers a coherent and relatively uncommon framework. If you would like to support Alexandria DeVito, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.